Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 44 for Wednesday, September 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished lower Wednesday following significant losses in the vegetable oil market. Canola was roughly $1.50 to $2 lower, with the nearby November contract down $1.50 at $465.60 per ton. U.S. soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all lower, which fueled the declines. The harvest is picking up, which could also be bringing some hedge pressure to bear. However, the Canadian dollar was slightly lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola slightly more attractive on the international market. There are ideas the crop could be oversold, which has prompted some traders to look for bargains. Investors are also waiting to see Statistics Canada's ending stocks report, which is due out tomorrow. Crush margins are said to be improving slightly. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower. Soybeans were 1 to 2 cents lower, with the most active November contract sitting at $8.72 per bushel. Prices fell after the U.S. dollar gained strength, and speculation began that the U.S. crop was actually looking better. The outlook for soybeans in the Midwest received a bit of a setback, though, due to forecasts of rain, which are expected to help the plants. Falling crude oil prices were also bearish, as they tend to discourage biodiesel producers from blending fuel additives into gasoline. Corn was a cent lower, with the most active December contract sitting at $3.67 per bushel. Weather conditions have been favorable across much of the U.S. corn belt, which was bearish. There are also worries over demand for the crop. This year's harvest pressure in the U.S. is much earlier than normal, which also added some pressure. Wheat was 3 to 6 cents lower than most frequently traded December contract checked in at $4.79 a bushel. The higher U.S. dollar isn't good for exports and pressured prices. U.S. wheat stocks are expected to build and accumulate in the face of large global volumes and a bunch of cheaper wheat coming from Ukraine and Russia. Planting is set to begin in those two countries, along with others in the Black Sea region, which should be of great interest to most traders. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 2nd in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.